Welcome, Lise and Carolyn. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about these two. I'll start off with Carolyn. Carolyn Gazella is the publisher of the Natural Medicine Journal, has been writing and publishing on integrative health since 1992. And that's as long as I've known Carolyn. She's the author of dozens of books, including her latest book, The Definitive Guide to Thriving After Cancer, that she co-wrote with Dr. Lise Alschuler. Together, they host Five to Thrive Live radio show on the Cancer Support Network and iHeartRadio. Dr. Lise Alschuler is a naturopathic physician, another graduate of Bastyr with board certification in naturopathic oncology. She's one of the world's experts on using natural approaches to helping people with cancer. She maintains a part-time naturopathic oncology practice with naturopathic specialists based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Together, Lise and Carolyn have been collaborating and creating a multimedia initiative for more than a decade. And here's the interesting thing. They are both cancer survivors. So they know what it takes to win this battle. Today, we're going to talk to them about it's time to thrive after cancer. And it's going to be a great talk. But before we get there, I want to ask Lise, Lise, how did you get to naturopathic medicine? What inspired you to become an MD? And then what led you to really focus on oncology?
Gosh, that's a great question, Mike. You know, I was literally on the threshold of conventional medical school. Like, my foot was in the door, and I just decided I couldn't do it. I have so much respect for conventional medicine, but for me, it just didn't fill my heart and soul. It was too much about fixing body parts, to be blunt. And, yes, you know, we need that, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. So I pulled out and I didn't know what I was going to do. I went to the Peace Corps. I thought maybe public health. And then, as funny story, I came home, actually I went to an acupuncture treatment, and the acupuncturist said, you know, there's this college you might want to check out. And she gave me this booklet. I didn't look at it, but I took it. I went home, I opened the mailbox, and I had a manila envelope sent to me from a friend. So I brought that in. I opened that up. I had got from two different people on the very same day the John Bastyr catalog.
Wow.
And I looked at that catalog and I read the principles of naturopathic medicine. It was love at first sight, and I have not looked back since. I absolutely love naturopathic medicine because it's really about bringing the heart and soul of health and healing into the science of medicine. And for me, oncology just epitomizes that connection to a, just such a tremendous degree, because people diagnosed with cancer have gotten to that place on their own in their own life. So it's just a perfect match. So I love it.
Wow. You put chills up and down my spine and tears in my eyes hearing that story. And the interesting thing about our profession, Lise, is that most of us have a very interesting story about how we got to do what we're doing, and it is love. We love what we're doing, and we feel we're making a real powerful impact. So now I want to give Carolyn some equal time. Carolyn, we've been friends for over almost 25 years now, and I know the battles that your family has had with cancer, both your mom and your sister and you. So I want to ask you, how are you doing, and what's going on with you these days?
Well, you know, I'm doing great, and you're absolutely correct. I'm passionate about cancer because it's so personal to me. You know, my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer, and then our mom died of pancreatic cancer, and then I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that happened in less than 8 months. Yeah. And since that time, my brother was diagnosed with cancer. So that means out of the 8 people in my immediate family, 50% of us have been diagnosed with cancer. So I'm passionate about this. My health is excellent, but I have to tell you, I was thrown a curveball late last year. I was diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune condition called alopecia areata universalis. Basically, my immune system is attacking the hair follicles all over my body, causing baldness.
Yeah.
But the good news is that it's not life-threatening. It's just more cosmetic than anything. My looks have changed pretty dramatically. But while I was going through that process, because of my cancer history, they put me through every test under the sun, and I passed with flying colors. So other than the baldness, I am doing awesome.
Well, that's great. You know, I co-wrote a book on cancer with Dr. Tim Birdsall, Dr. Paul Riley, and Joe Pizzorno. And I remember when we first started talking about this book, we all shared a similar perspective. And I want to get your perspectives on this as well. And that is that even though, you know, cancer, that word evokes a lot of fear and uncertainty, there have been many cases where that diagnosis has literally led to a transformation and a healing, not only of the person with the diagnosis, but their whole family. And it's a really an odd thing that such a frightening diagnosis can be a real springboard for a better life. And I'd like to get your perspective on that. If you've seen that same sort of thing happen with your patient contact, Lise, and then I think that's got to be the case as to why you're doing what you're doing with Thrive.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because what you said, transformative, that's really the key word. And a patient once described cancer to me as a blessing, but a severe blessing. And I had used the words previously as describing cancer as a teacher, but a harsh teacher. Same idea. So, yeah. You know, I think it's this experience you wouldn't wish on anybody, but there's something about being diagnosed with cancer, staring at your own mortality really in a very acute way, coming through the other side and realizing, gosh, not only do I not want to get that diagnosis again, I don't want to go through the treatments for it either.
Right.
And so there's a real deep motivation to make life transformative changes. And people, I think, also come through that with a sense of, I really value my life. And yes. So the priorities of what's important to them and who's important to them really becomes magnified, acutely important. And I think that's really the beauty of cancer.
Absolutely. And Carolyn, I remember when your mom was diagnosed with cancer, and then you shortly after that, and you really epitomize the right attitude to deal with such a scary situation. You know, losing your mom, and then you being diagnosed with a very serious form of cancer, and learning how to turn that into as a positive experience as you possibly can. And for me, looking at your life from afar, I see how your story has ignited hope and has given people a goal to attain that they may not have been able to see without you experiencing what you have. And so I just want to commend you and congratulate you for the way that you responded to your life's situation, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It has been transformative to me. And I think as Lise said, I have been able to find the gifts associated with cancer. You know, I always say that our family is quite resilient, and we are a strong bunch, and there is nothing more to shed light on your positive characteristics than when you're facing a diagnosis of cancer. So yeah, we've as a family have been able to be very positive about this. And even though we lost our mom, she gave us a lot of lessons in her final days. And you know, my sister is doing phenomenal and my brother's a miracle man. So we are definitely thrivers in our family.
All right, so let's talk about the I Thrive Cancer Survivorship Plan. So Lise, I'll turn it back over to you. What's the motivation for creating this wonderful plan?
You know, it really is a natural outgrowth of the work that Carolyn and I have been doing for the last almost 20 years together, building up to this. And, you know, we've had this mission. Before we wrote our first book together, we sat down and we developed a vision and a mission statement together. And part of our vision was to literally transform the face of cancer and how it's treated throughout the world. So nothing lofty. But really what we wanted to impregnate the whole experience with is a fundamental respect for the sanctity of human life and to utilize the wonderful powers that are innately within us to bring about greater health. So in the course of doing that, we've written books, we have a radio show, and we're really about empowering people to make positive lifestyle-based changes and spiritual changes and relationship changes, whatever it takes to excite and ignite that sense of wellness within. And the iThrive plan is our latest iteration of that. This is going to be super cool, if I do say so myself. It's a an interactive digital program for cancer survivors who, when they get through treatment, are patted on the back typically and told, hey, you made it, have a good life. But they have symptoms from their treatment, they're confused, they're concerned, they're afraid of recurrence, and they don't really have a good resource. So this program is about taking their experience, and we're going to, you know, capture that through a very sophisticated, validated survey, and then matching that through a very complex mathematical algorithm to individualized lifestyle strategies to optimize their wellness and to reduce the risk of recurrence. So it's going to be super empowering, super engaging, and really impactful.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because going through conventional cancer therapy increases your risk for recurrence. So it's amazing that those people are just kind of sent along their way without any lifestyle, diet, or attitude adjustments. If they don't change the terrain and they've been subjected to all this more cancer-causing environment, it's not a good situation. So I commend you for what you're doing. Just a quick question. How many times have you heard a patient talk about chemo brain? And I've heard that a lot. Do you think it's a real entity?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real entity. And in fact, the scientific literature is now validated that it is, in fact, a real entity. It's a bit of a misnamed entity because it's called chemo brain, but it's not actually the result of only chemotherapy. It can occur from the cancer itself. And it can occur from radiation. It's actually a condition of acute inflammatory damage in the brain, which can happen from any one of those things. But it is very real. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, it can affect the rest of their life. On the other side, there's good news because there are a plethora of natural things that we can utilize to support people and really improve their brain function.
It seems like the nervous system really takes a toll with conventional cancer care, because we not only have the chemo brain, it seems like a lot of the patients I saw post chemo, they'd have neuropathies and just really odd neurological symptoms. So I think it's important. So what you're doing is really important to guide people so that they can thrive after winning. They've won the battle. Let's keep going, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I know a lot of your work focuses on epigenetics, and that term has come up with several of the interviews. Let me define that for the people out there. The epigenetics refers to those factors that influence the expression of our genetic code, diet, lifestyle, attitude, and the environment. So can you explain how your plan really addresses these epigenetic factors that influence our health?
Sure. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll turn it over to Carolyn. Yeah, we'll give you equal time.
Okay, great. Well, you know, as Lise mentioned, we've been working together for, gosh, almost 20 years now. And over those years, as we've done our research, we clearly found out that there are five key pathways that can impact whether or not we get sick or whether or not we're well. And we need to support those five key pathways. And the five key pathways are immune, inflammation, insulin resistance, hormonal, and digestion detoxification. So the way that we support those pathways epigenetically is by focusing on five key areas. And our plan focuses on diet, movement, environment, rejuvenation, and spirit. So what we've done is we come up with proactive action steps that can actually influence how our genes behave. You know, for example, in diet, we focus on colorful fruits and vegetables because we know that those foods have potent polyphenols that can really influence genetic expression. And, you know, the same is true for spices. We focus a lot on spices. Spices have compounds that can kill cancer cells and protect healthy cells. So that's just a couple of examples of how our plant influences health on an epigenetic level.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, diet is really critical, I think, for influencing those epigenetic pathways. What are some basic kind of guidelines that you give for your diet, Lise?
Well, you know what, the foundation of diet is the Mediterranean diet. If you look at all the hundreds, if not thousands, of studies on diet and its relationship to cancer and cancer risk reduction, and you try to look for the common denominator across all of those studies, what you find is basically what's included in the Mediterranean diet. So this is a plant-based diet of whole unprocessed foods. There is some meat, but ideally it's grass-fed type of meat, good quality oils, very low in saturated fats, obviously no processed foods, low in refined grains. And, you know, essentially it comes down to that. So if you want just a super simple answer, that's what it is. And that diet, just that bottom denominator, can reduce risk of cancer across the board, anywhere, depending on the study you're looking at, between 11 to 50%. And I mean, that's a huge risk reduction. So it's not something that we can just ignore. This is, and it also is not taking the risk down to zero. So it's not the solution on its own, but it's clearly a part of the solution. And I think that, you know, we, as we go through our recommendations with diet, we really try to keep it simple, because one of the things that Carolyn and I have observed is people who have been through cancer, they've kind of had to earn a medical degree. They go through this super complex situation and they're, you know, having to learn all these new words and things, and they get through, they're tired of that. They want just really straightforward, okay, what do I need to do now? And fortunately with diet, it's pretty straightforward. It's really just right along the lines of the Mediterranean diet. Actually, I just want to add one other cool thing. This is just to give you an impact of how significant this is. There was a study that was looking at men who apparently don't like vegetables very much on average. And this study looked at men who ate broccoli more than once a week. So we're talking about one cup of broccoli more than once a week reduced their risk of developing advanced prostate cancer by 45%, which just tells you that men don't eat enough vegetables at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't make that big of a difference. But that's just an example of how amazing the impact of diet can be.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal. And I know that's not the only part of your program. I know that that the iThrive plan has a very specific philosophy surrounding exercise. So I'll turn it over to Carolyn, since we want to give equal time here.
Yeah, well, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, actually. And, you know, we do have a particular philosophy, because we don't even call that part of our plan exercise. We call it movement. And the reason we call it movement is because we need to be moving throughout the day. You know, the American Institute of Cancer Research has now said that being sedentary or sitting all day long is the new smoking when it comes to risk factors for developing cancer. So our philosophy is move frequently throughout the day. And, you know, research tells us that we don't need to even move that much. We can only, even if we move like 2 or 3 minutes every hour, we're doing our body a big favor. So that's our recommendation, is to just get up and move, you know, and it's easy to do when you're on a conference call, just stand and walk around and pace, or invest in a standing workstation and take the stairs. And so our philosophy is to move, and to move often.
I love it. That's great. You know, there's been studies looking at the rate of obesity and tying it not so much to exercise, but to movement in general. In one study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, they looked at non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That's basically burning calories not through exercise, but just through movement. And they found that people that are overweight or obese, they sit 150 more minutes a day than someone who is typically of normal weight. So the exercise, interestingly, the exercise difference between the two groups was virtually nil. It wasn't that the people that were of the ideal weight exercised more. It's just that they moved more throughout the day. And I think that that's just a great, I call it a neat way to lose weight too, is just to stay active, don't sit so much. And I think that your program, Lise, it's beneficial for anyone, not just recovering from cancer. The principles that are in place can apply to anyone wanting to improve their general wellness. If they want to prevent cancer, it's a fantastic program. And there's a long list of conditions that kind of mimic cancer in terms of risk factors. And we know that there's a strong link between cancer and aging. So if you fight cancer, you promote more graceful aging. If you fight cancer, you're reducing your risk for heart disease and Alzheimer's disease, all these other conditions. So your plan is really designed not just for cancer survivors, but really for everyone. Would you agree with that?
Oh, completely. Yeah. You know, I kind of think about it as if you were, let's say you're gonna make a recipe of a human. So you put all these ingredients in there. And if you put in, you know, being sedentary, and you put in some processed food, and you put in some high stress living, and, you know, you can go on and on, you mix it all up, you put it in the oven of life, and out pops cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's. I mean, these are all chronic expressions of the same factors that went in. So, you know, why it happens to be cancer in one person and cardiovascular disease in another is, I don't know. But I had a really interesting conversation. I was presenting at a conference, and another presenter was speaking on cardiovascular disease. So I did my thing. It was two practitioners. So it was very biochemical, you know. So I did my little talk, and then he's a really biochemical guy too. And he went up and did his talk. And afterwards we said, wow, I could have given your talk and just put cancer in there. And you could have given my talk and just put cardiovascular disease, and it would have been equally true. So it really is two expressions or three or four expressions of the same underlying principles.
Absolutely. And knowing both of you and knowing the spirit that you both have and the attitude that you both have, I imagine that your plan also really focuses on helping people condition their attitude to be positive and really ignite that inner spirit. So maybe Carolyn can talk a little bit about that aspect of the program.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of our favorites. The spirit part of the program is really critical to us. In fact, when we were writing our book, Thriving After Cancer, we were kind of like, well, should we start with diet? Diet's so important. And what about movement? And then finally, Lee said, nope, we're starting with spirit, because none of that matters if you don't have love. Yeah. Love of yourself, you know, love of the world, love of your environment. So we talk a lot about service, and optimism and gratitude is huge in our plan.
Yeah.
We really feel like that's the foundation. And when you have those principles, you're going to eat better. You're going to want to move. You're going to manage your stress. So everything else kind of falls into place when all that other, when you have that foundation.
Yeah. And I think never having gone through cancer, but obviously observing a lot of people who have, I'm just amazed at how people can focus on the light at the end of the tunnel, because going through conventional cancer therapy is brutal sometimes, and it's dark. But yet people that move through it, they do so with such grace, and I think that's hard to instill in a person. But, you know, when they get through that tunnel and the light's there, that's probably a little easier. But I really think it's a critical component of the winning formula, the thriving formula. So and you two, as I said, I think you're just prime living examples of that. And I think that's infectious. I think one of the key things for people when they're going through cancer is to have an advocate, someone who can think for them and help them understand their condition and really be a cheerleader. Would you agree with that, Lise?
Oh, totally. You know, it's interesting because since I've focused on cancer care in my practice, I rarely have a visit with one person anymore. There's always the person and their primary caregiver, their partner in life. And I love that because this is a disease that affects the person diagnosed, but it sure has big implications on the caregiver too. So, you know, how involved and how proactive they are makes a huge difference in not only the person's outcome, but frankly, they need support too, and they can benefit from all of these therapies and recommendations and strategies that Carolyn and I are talking about. And, you know, then it becomes a project, a family project, to get your diet in shape and to get moving and exercising and have more gratitude for each other. And that's where the healing and the magic of healing really happens. So, I mean, for me as a healthcare practitioner, you know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to witness that in people's lives. It's really just an honor.
Yeah. And what I tell people that are going through any sort of challenge in their lives, health challenge or whatever, as well as the people around them, is that all we can do is all we can do. So why not do all that we can do? You know, and to win against cancer, it takes a really concerted effort. There's no single thing that a person can do and wave a magic wand and have it go away. It's really a multifaceted condition, and it requires a multifaceted approach. And that's why I love what you guys have put together, because it really is a very comprehensive, rational, easy to follow guide. And I want to thank you for sharing that with us today. And I want to talk a little bit about the free gift that you're offering, the 5 to Thrive Sustainable Health Tips to Transform Your Internal Landscape. So could one of you talk a little bit about this free gift and why it's so fantastic?
Sure. I think it's my turn, actually.
You guys got a good little dance going. I like that.
We've had to learn from the radio. We try not to step on each other. So, and we have a lot of fun on our radio show. But the booklet is actually kind of an overview of the 5 areas that I described. In the booklet, we also talk a little bit about dietary supplements as well. So it provides some strategies. It gives a kind of a glimpse of what some of the action steps can be taken in order to impact and influence those 5 key pathways.
And what were those 5?
Beautifully designed.
Yeah, what were those 5 key pathways again?
Immune, inflammation, hormonal, insulin resistance, and digestion detoxification.
Very good, very good. Well, I want to encourage everybody to get to your site, iThriveplan.com. I know you have the radio show as well. Listen, all the viewers out there, these are 2 people I genuinely love. They're doing great work. Please get to their site and support them. You'll be glad you did. Their message is very uplifting for anyone dealing with this sometimes frightening diagnosis. So, Lise and Carolyn, thank you again for being with us today. We really appreciate you sharing your time, your wisdom, your experience. You just did a fantastic job showing a glimpse of what you have to offer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You bet. And thanks to all you viewers out there. Just a reminder, if you want to purchase the upgrade package, the price today is discounted from $197 down to $97. And with the upgrade package, you get all the training sessions to view at your convenience. You'll get transcripts of all the training sessions, and you'll also get all of the speakers' bonuses. Just click on the order link below this recording. Once again, thank you for joining us with the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit, and for making optimal health a key priority in your life. God bless you. Until the next session, see you later.